I want you to think of William Shatner's Ground Control to Major
Oh,
Tom,
do I have to think about that? I'd
but
rather
cat.
not.
But he's a sexy cat.
I love this. I want to watch this right now.
I'd watch it once and I'd take a shower afterward.
You watch it as many times as you could, you bitch.
A shower with a cheese grater, I think, is the right choice there, sir. Carry on.
You tried to confuse me.
Did I throw
me.
You off by not counting
and it
properly?
Didn't work.
I mean,
yeah, no, that
I
was
got
pretty
it.
far off. I got confused, but I mean, it'll probably be okay.
It'll buff out.
Shit'll buff out.
What,
All right. I
whatever
hope you're
happens,
ready.
Happens.
I hope you're ready for something
so
that we
ready.
Love. This is Sit Sock,
Welcome
by the
to
way.
Sit Sock, everybody.
Sit yeah, I'm Kyle.
I'm
Joe.
Kendrick.
I'm Kevin.
We kind of do the same order every time. If you
I
that.
Literally, we just did a different order this time because you said you were Kendrick first last time. So get it
yeah,
off.
We usually
Kyle,
do.
Kyle, Kendrick. Kyle and Kendrick are the same
yeah,
person.
That's fair.
We have the same human. Okay. Anyway.
I'm too embarrassed to go first.
We're too. Yeah, if we waited for
I
Kevin
just don't
to go
want to
first,
step
we'd be
on
like a
Kevin.
20-minute podcast of
So
silence.
I wait for the silent, and then I just go.
And Kendrick's too drunk, and I'm too aloof. So, like, if yeah.
What?
It's just luck every time that we get the names in any order, much less.
And I'm Kendrick.
All right, so we're about to do something that we know that we love, and we hope that you love. And we know that you know that we hope you love it, but we
I
know we like it.
I want you to want
Exactly.
Me.
It's called Band Names. And you've been here before. You all heard it. We're doing band names. So get ready for another band
If you
name
haven't
podcast.
Heard it, please like, comment, and subscribe so that we know that you haven't heard it yet.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Anyway.
On the fun.
We usually do about 3 or 4 of these because that's as long as it takes for us to think about these things. So let's hit it.
Let's do it.
Let's preface this. What we do is we have people. So we've had this list called the band names list, and people throughout time and history have been putting things that are in there that have
over
been
the last
prefaced
4 years.
Or post-faced by, oh, that would be a good band name, and so it goes on the list. Every time that happens, it goes on the list. And there's about, I'd say, probably near 200 or 300 of these that we've gone through. We're almost at the end of the list, though, actually. Interesting.
We're
okay.
getting there. I think we only got another 15 episodes left.
Oh, no. Our content's
I've
stream.
Been trying
but
to add
what we
more.
Do is we read the name read the name off the list, and we all come up with what type of music, what type of thing, what their gimmick is, just a general, like, feel of what that band is. So, the first one is You're Not Expecting the Ramones.
I swear to God we've done this. I'm trying to look
You're
through
not
the
past. Because
I swear.
So the best part about it, Joe, is if we did do it before, then you're really not expecting the Ramones.
No,
are you?
I'm not.
Yeah. Because we weren't expecting you. Weren't expecting the
I
Ramones.
I wasn't expecting the
no.
expectation of the Ramones because I figured we'd already
I've never
done
heard
them.
This one.
I swear to God, I feel like
never
we've
heard
done
it.
Ramones.
Okay,
band
I got an
like
idea.
Four times.
So
I think Joe came up with it. I think it was Joe is the reason it was on the list.
Maybe
that's
right.
why he's
Doesn't matter
expecting
who.
It.
Next song.
Wait, we're not doing this.
No,
one?
No, no, no. Go,
no.
Kyle.
Kyle, okay. speak.
So, what I think this one is, it's a, okay. So, it's a band that does like only secret shows, right? And you have to find out like where they're playing, and they're always called something different on the secret, like whenever the secret show thing comes out, like when you get the text message that says so and so is playing tonight. So, like only the most like up and coming people. Are like going to these shows, people who are like on the level of the secret show lifestyle, right? And it always is like you see this name, you're like, oh sweet, I've heard of this band on low key because they start rumors about themselves, and then that you get there and it's like it's just like a Ramones cover band. That's all it is every time. Every single time there's this one of these secret shows, it's just a Ramones cover band, and like they're like they always say that at the beginning of the shows, like I bet you weren't expecting the Ramones, but like. It doesn't happen quite so much that people just get winded, like are getting caught up on it. It happens like just the right amount where people still get had by it every single time.
I dig
I like it.
I dig it.
Yep.
Kevin, Joe, what do you got?
Yep. I was thinking almost exactly what Kyle was thinking, but since the Ramones haven't been around for a long time.
Really?
Well,
like
I mean,
30 years?
Yeah. It actually is the Ramones.
Oh, damn it. Kevin, I bet you're about to do the thing I was going to say.
and it's that same secret underground text message band sort of thing, but it is actually the Ramones. And they're like, so you weren't expecting Ramones, were you? That's right. And
do they, quick question, do they still suck?
It's, no, it's the same exact Ramones. 100%.
Joe, all the it same. Like your story got, well, your idea got stolen, so I'll talk to cover you.
No,
time.
I've got it. I've got it. So okay, it's just different enough that it is kind of the same idea. We're all on kind of the same wavelength. However, you're not expecting the Ramones is actually an SCP event where any nice. Band, and if you're not familiar with the SCP Foundation.
Well, post a link in
yeah,
the thing.
Kendrick will take care of that. So what happens is that a band will, any band in the world will go to a scheduled tour date and they will start to set up and they'll be practicing on stage. And then as soon as the first chord is struck, every member of the band transforms into the actual Ramones at the height of their popularity and skill. And they suddenly play all of the songs that the Ramones know. And then when the tour is when the show is finished, they all spontaneously change back to the original band that played, who has no memory of what just happened and starts to play their set originally.
They're like were-Ramones. Like, they're like were-Ramones. Yeah. Like werewolf-Ramones.
Yeah, yeah, werewolves, but were-Ramones, yeah.
I think that's an even better band name. The were-Ramones.
That's good. Were-Ramones. Someone put that on the list for the next time around. I've got one.
Go for it.
You're not expecting the Ramones, right, is the band name. It's a Christian EDM band. And then when they go up there and all the like the punks are there, they're like, oh, it's gonna be like Ramones, and they start playing this and they're like, what is this? It's like, what do you, I don't know what you expected. We specifically told you that you're not expecting the Ramones.
Like, yeah, it's like, it's not Subterfuge, it's literally just the name.
it's like the least Ramone band you could possibly have. It's EDM with vaguely Christian like messages, like, what do you want from us? This
we told you this. It was on
we
the flyers.
We had discussions about the band name, and we were very sure that we wanted people to know this before they got here. So
it was on the posters. You read this.
I don't understand why you would be confused.
I appreciate that you went so far astray from what the rest of us did. Thank you, Kendrick. Kendrick.
Yeah, I appreciate you not copying me too, Kendrick. All right, let's go on.
Hashtag me too, Kyle. Hashtag me too.
The next one is cats and poinsettias. Cats
and poinsettias.
Sorry, I just blacked out and flashed back to where this came from. So
let's hear a story. Maybe that'll inspire.
Yeah, that's a fun fact.
I'm always torn because like.
Oh wait,
do you? Yeah,
let's hear it after.
With it,
right?
And then I'll tell you what it was.
Cats and poinsettias to me sounds like some. It's like a Christmas. It's like a holiday band. Every time I think of see a poinsettia, I know they're not like specifically Christmas. Like,
but
Christmas
they
kind of
are,
things.
Aren't they?
But they're like literally are. They're like green and white and red, and they're like the most Christmassy plant you could have around. That's not mistletoe. But so I think of that. It's like basically a. it's really weird. So it's basically just cats covering like Christmas music. But all the cats are doing is, like, that kind of puppy bowl thing that happens at Thanksgiving. But they're walking around just a bunch of poinsettias that are set up to look like, to kind of theme with the Christmas music that's happening. Like, Jingle Bells is, like, there's, like, little bells hanging off the poinsettias. And, like, you know, like, the little drummer boy is, like, drums with poinsettias around that the cats get to walk around on. But that's what it is. It's mostly about the music videos, and it's just meows, like, meow covers up them.
Nice. Okay. All right. I got one for this, I think. The Cats and Poinsettias is a as an ASMR / meditation channel on YouTube that plays very calming, very low-key music to just kind of help those ones that are kind of designed to boost your concentration. And the videos that go along with that are alternating pictures and stills of cats and poinsettias and cats playing in poinsettias. So it's very chill, very low-key. Great for, like, study music. And every night you look up, you're just like, ah, a cat. Yeah, there's a poinsettia, huh?
Oh, that's...
I kind of want to contribute to that channel's page.
Oh, yeah.
Can you send that link to me?
Find it. I'll send it to you.
I have something a little different. So what I'm thinking, it's a It's the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Okay. But like Kyle said, sort of a Christmassy mood, like cover band. So it's basically all the Pussycat Dolls songs, like back from the cartoon back in the day. But it's all Christmas covers. So it's kind of like classic rock, sort of punkish, but Christmas covers. Yep.
I dig it. Snaps for that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I might have wandered off the reservation again.
Good.
That's okay.
Take us home, Kendrick.
I went too straight far.
I'm thinking of a Japanese furry lounge singer band.
Like furry as in like the dress
like
up
they're whatever dressed, furry they're means. Dressed like cats, but they're not dressed like full on Muppet furries, but they're more like sexy cats. Like cat people.
Like the actors from the movie Cats.
Like the Pussycat
Dolls. Because
those are startling and horrifying.
I meant the play. Like, sorry.
If you think of like Outlaw Star, the cat people from there, you know, like the sexy cat people.
Okay.
The Japanese sexy cat people, you know. And it's
the windy man, the long mover.
Yeah. Cat Poinsettu. Is actually their name. and it's mostly a mistranslation because of their love of a particular type of flower that didn't get translated properly. So it got translated instead of something that they can't actually pronounce very easily. And it's just lounge singers singing Japanese covers of lounge singer songs, but they're also cat people. And it's one of those things that you see at like 3 a.m. and you're like, What's happening
real?
To me?
Is this really happening?
Where? Why did I get down?
Is it like
the
kind of thing
channel?
Where if you landed in Japan for the first time and like walked through a hotel lobby and they're playing there, and you're just like, well, this is Japan.
I want you to think of like William Shatner's Ground Control to Major Tom.
Do I have to think about that?
But he's a sexy cat.
I love this. I want to watch this right now.
I'd watch it once, and I'd take a shower afterward.
You watch it as many times as you could, you bitch.
A shower with a cheese grater, I think, is the right choice there, sir. Carry on.
All right. So
but anywho.
The next one. I don't know which one to do. Sorry. The next one is called Curvy Error Log. I don't know much about this one.
Wait. Sorry, I forgot. I was going to explain what that last one was.
Oh, that's right. Go ahead and do that.
Real quick. Sorry. Real quick. We had an ugly tabard competition at the RMSG a couple of years ago, which is like an ugly sweater competition, but a tabard is a type of like smock you wear over the top of your armor or whatever it is. So it's like kind of like it's like a smock basically. And Kate and I found this most hideous Christmas print, which was cats and poinsettias, and she made these delightful tabards, but she cut them on a bias so they weren't straight, and they were just hideous in every way. And that's when I put that on there. It was like a Christmas party RMSG, probably 2019.
Oh wow!
So cats and poinsettias.
There you go, folks. Background story. All right, the next one.
Next song
is Curvy Error Log.
I know this one too, but
I assume you know most of these because somebody put them on here, and it wasn't me.
I actually have been looking at them lately, and I don't recognize most of them. That doesn't mean I didn't put them there, but I don't recognize them.
I put like five on there.
Joe was there for Curvy Error Log.
I think so.
I don't know if he remembers it.
It's a vague memory.
But the band name Curvy Error Log.
I mean,
have you guys ever?
Go ahead.
No.
No, I wasn't going to say anything I don't know. It feels like this one maybe is going to be too easy, so I feel like I should wait and see where you guys go, because I don't want to take the easy one again.
All right, I'm kicking the door in and going with this one. Have you guys ever heard of steam-powered giraffe?
Yes.
No.
No. No.
Okay.
Have not.
Kendrick, find one of the more interesting links. I could talk about this band for a long time, but it is a band that, steam... We'll talk about Steam Power Giraffe another day. Remind me, because that is a whole thing. But Curvy Error Log. is a band made up of AI that aren't really AI. They're just people pretending to be AI, sort of like gorillas or whatever. But they are erroring AI that are malfunctioning, and because of their malfunction, they've discovered art. And one of the things they've done is they've identified the interesting characteristics of the human form and its curvaceous qualities. So it's, what's that fucking really weird music style, the super slow, shit, my brother's always listening to it. Not synthwave. Somebody help me out here.
I've never heard of
no
the
idea
music
what
your
you're
brother
talking
listens
about.
To.
All right, I'm going to Google it. I'll burst out in a minute.
But it's like that.
It's like, cut to that bit later, Kendrick. But don't.
All right, well, you think of it. Do you want one of us to go?
Yes, go.
All right, I have an idea, unless someone else wants to go.
I'll just throw this one out here real quick, Kyle, if you still wanted to have a moment to... So what I was thinking is it's similar to it's a similar design to the Flopatron on YouTube. If you guys have seen that, it's the guy who does I think Paul Zandris is the guy's name who does it, where it's all like computer pieces that he covers music with. It's brilliant. Yeah.
Floppy disks specifically is where he started, and then he expanded
and
it.
Printers and every single piece of hardware you could think of.
Yeah, so it's that, but they have all the parts like on stage, and it's very kind of similar to the last one that Kendrick said. It's very curvaceous, very attractive women who are like putting in all the actual programming live on stage. So it's playing covers of MIDI songs, so games that are like video game music from the NES and SNES era.
Oh, cool. Okay,
I'd
listen to it.
Yeah.
The genre I was looking for was called Vaporwave.
Vaporwave.
Never heard of that.
I'll send you a video, Kyle. Okay.
Throw it in the channel.
But not Kevin. No, not Kevin. Not Joe. Just Kyle. Sweet.
All right, Kevin, you got one or you want me to do
no,
one?
No, you go first. But say the band name again. I need to rehash it.
Curvy Error Log. Curvy Error Log.
All right.
All I can think of for this one is a bunch of mathematicians who each individually come up with the craziest equations they can come up with that show different like various lines on a graph, and then they like use those motions on the like x, y, and sometimes various axes that they have to like, play theremins using those motions.
Ooh.
And then it's just like a cacophony of mathematical equations done on theremins.
I love it. That's cool. I would watch that.
I'd kickstart. It's literally a
cacophony. It like you. It's like one of those musics you listen to when you're trying to concentrate because it's just too much. Right?
I would imagine that's part of the musical production piece of the King in Yellow.
Probably, yeah. It's like Slaanesh music. Yeah.
All right. So I also came up with something. All right.
Good.
So I'm thinking of. I mean, this is gonna hit home a little more, but think of like our workplace and the product developers, right?
I'd rather not.
Well, you don't have to. You don't have to.
Are you talking? Wait a minute. Are you going to talk about how curvy our product developers are? Because I think that might get
weird.
Nope.
Way different. Way different. I'm thinking it's how when our product developers get really upset and they start cursing and yelling. Well, they turn that cursing and yelling into a rap. So it's like a hip-hop group.
Oh, shit.
But
curveball.
Yeah. So they start cursing and yelling, but they make it rhyme. But it's all about like how upset they are and mad that the product is not working like they want it to. Could work, well, not only with our company, but with many companies. They're just pissed off.
I like it.
Really pissed off rappers.
Bitching about their code we're not running or compiling or whatever. Yeah,
it's not working right.
I think what this happened from, what this was inspired by was, if I remember correctly, Joe and I were looking at some error logs. They didn't have line breaks in them. So it was just a continuous stream of characters that were breaking on the width of the screen. And because of the way the error worked, It would like it was most of the screen, but not all of it. So it would break, and the next area would start. And there was like a kind of line, a diagonal line that went through it.
Got but curvy
because of the way that they weren't all the same like length. It made it a little bit of a curvy line. Do you remember this,
Yes,
Joe?
I do.
And so it was like curvy error logs, because I pulled it up and you're looking at it like, what the fuck am I looking at? It's like you're looking at curvy error logs, bro.
See, and I accidentally realized that's exactly what this was. So that's where my... that's where my...
We're all nerds.
That's where I came
there
from.
There we go.
Yay.
Is that... You want to call it there, or you want to try to do another one? Oh. 20
minutes-ish? Minute 20... I mean, I want to do one more, but future okay. Kendrick's going to be mad at me for that. So okay. fuck future
I'll try to make
Kendrick.
It. I'll try to make it a good one.
Just shoot from the hip, man.
Search All right, feelings. Foreskin Thought. I moved it to the top a little bit ago. Foreskin Thought is the...
Foreskin Thought.
I love it. I love it so much. I love it so much. I don't know why I love this name so much. I think it's just because it's like a pun, because it just makes me think of the word forethought, and then there's the word skin in the middle of it. Why not? I mean,
I have an idea, but it's like a replay of my other idea I've had before, and I feel like I've got to come up with a better idea.
Okay. Oh man, we can't let the silence die. Yeah. Just go for it. I'm gonna go for it. So, okay, so the first thing that popped in my head is I'm just gonna go with it.
Was
right?
it the foreskin?
It's spoken word. No, well that's always in my head, but it's spoken word rereadings of Nostradamus' prophecies by guys dressed up in giant penis costumes.
That is me.
Whoa.
That is amazing. That's better than both of my ideas.
You got. You're right. I just had to shoot from the.
There
I had to
you
follow
go.
Up.
Yeah. You got to shoot from the hip.
You did it, and it worked.
So what do you guys got?
Good luck, assholes.
Damn.
Okay.
I've got two All ideas. Right. One I don't like, and one
okay.
I like.
So I'll throw this. This
Sounds like you have your idea.
I got this one. It just popped into my head again. So Foreskin Thought is a. Specifically a band that only plays their music at protests, specifically in regard to protest male genital mutilation.
Circumcision.
Yeah, that. Yeah, circumcision. That's what they, well, that's what they would call it, so.
A Brit,
that's,
yeah.
That's it. That's all their band is. That's only the only avenues that they play. They don't make any money. They're just trying to raise awareness.
It's admirable. Yeah.
That's
admirable.
All I got.
That's good.
I think
someone's got to do it.
I think I was going for like really back to basics. There's no theme here. It's just like a punk band, like a bunch of skater punks. And they're like, we were just thinking about foreskins. Yeah, it's funny. And we're a punk band, and we skate a lot. That's about it.
I like that.
Just because, going like straight
like,
back.
They're not committing to no. a concept. They're just like, yeah, foreskins.
Yeah, no, it's just a bunch of teenagers that skateboard a lot, and they're just like, we want to make a band. And they're like, let's make it funny named. That's it. Nothing fancy.
So... The first one I thought was like a Russian or Scandinavian, and I did this before where they're like they misunderstood the translation of the words they were trying to use because they wanted to use English but they didn't know the words, so they wanted to be like forethought, like thinking ahead, but like they're skinhead, so they were like foreskin thought, and it was like that doesn't work, guys, don't do that. But as I was going down there, like I did this already, and I'm better than this, so. I'm gonna go in a completely different direction, and I want you to all understand that this is purely for the bit, and I don't agree with whatever I'm about to say. Okay?
Oh God. Well,
so thought can be spelled THOT.
I wondered if someone was gonna do that, and Kendrick will be the man to do that.
Which, as you all know, can be described. What does that mean, gentlemen? What does that abbreviation mean?
I didn't know it was an abbreviation, actually.
I just thought it was a slur for women on Reddit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's an abbreviation for that hoe or that hottie over there, depending on how many fingers they have on.
I have learned
that hoe over there. And so, this particular band exists for the sole purpose of getting a woman whose romantic interests are not, unrequited interests in, I should say, are unrequited. And so the whole point of it was for the skin of that hoe over there. So for skin thought.
Jesus.
The whole point of it was to get her to strip for them. And they wrapped it up in a name because they're clever, they thought, and they tipped their fedoras as they write. The music doesn't even matter at this point, yes. Does it? Because this name is terrible and I hate every part of it. But I wanted to go in this direction just for the sheer ridiculousness of that name.
I thought you were going to say, like, it's a bunch of transvestites who are now, like, thoughts. You know, like, it's foreskin because they all have penises, but, like, because they're not full, like, they're pre-op.
Or, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, I went way in the other direction. Cool.
I dig it. Well done.
So it's the number four, the word skin, and then T-H-O-T.
I get it. I dig it. Well, there you go, everybody. That was band names.
Somebody kill me, please.
Somebody kill me, please. Oh, copyright struck. Anyway, thanks for listening, and we appreciate you.
I'm so sorry. I went for so long on that last one.
I mean, you're the only one
this guy. Yeah,
it really is. We all enjoyed this.
I'm sorry, Kendrick.
Bye.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Bye.
Stop listening.
Now.
Now. Stop talking. Now. Stop recording. Wait.